Thank you for downloading this episode of Just Ball Things NBA Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and give us a rating and review on iTunes. And now, on with the show.
Shut up and sit down.
This week on JBT Pod, we'll be talking about some of the flagrant fouls we saw this week. Paul George has released his new shoe line, and Boogie has started his All-Star campaign. And we'll be discussing how the All-Star votes look at this very moment and who has the better team, the East or the West. We talk about the controversial news surrounding Derrick Rose's absence and discuss what really makes a superstar. And we end it with a DBS with some of the best international players to grace the league. So shut up, sit down, because JBT is about to begin. Hello, hello, all you beautiful people across Australia and indeed across the world. My name is Nick Busing, hashtag The Real NJ, and thank you so much for downloading this episode of Just Ball Things NBA Podcast. You're listening to episode 1.13 on this Sunday, the 15th of January. And with me today, we have the J-Man J-Pod, Jack Manuel. How are we, mate?
Very well, mate. We're on, last week we were on, what was the...
Periscope.
So that was broadcasting live on Twitter. Now we're on, decided to give Facebook a go because we know a lot of our fans are on there, and apparently we've got two of them now. Well, one of them being the person sitting laying right behind
us.
We've got Chaz
sitting right behind us.
Nicholas, as the kind of guy who likes to borrow your pencil, then he eats it.
I don't think I've ever eaten a pencil there, Charlie Manuel, whoever you are. but I don't appreciate the language either because you are a
He One is a the, GC.
Yeah, GC.
How's the tattoo feeling so far, mate?
Yeah, for those of you who have been following us on Facebook and the social medias, I got a tattoo this week.
A tattoo.
Start of one of many.
What is it of, mate?
It's of Link, for those of you who follow The Legend of Zelda.
Right now, I need the nerd gif from The Simpsons so much. Yeah, it looks good, though. The design is amazing.
It does. The guys at... tattoo parlor I went to in Yarraville. Brilliant.
You hipster. You're in Yarraville.
Yeah.
Did you get a soy latte and
I actually got a coffee from Java.
You fucking wanker.
Beforehand. It wasn't a soy latte, though. It was full fat milk, mate.
Full fat. You're about killing those cows.
Who kills a cow to get milk?
I don't know how to make milk. What else happened during the week, mate?
Clearly. I don't know. Apparently, you've written here that there was a bit happening on Twitter. Mate, I don't go on it much, or not as much as you. So.
I am killing it on Twitter. I am up to 45 followers, mate. 45. 45. Absolutely dominating.
Good
this.
Stuff.
The hashtag game is on point. Retweets. Got a couple of retweets from Russell Westbrook votes. And I've got Nick a few followers. What are you up to now, mate?
I think I'm at 14. So
what
you
was
know.
Your handle again?
That's a good question.
Mine is...
You go.
The J-Man JBT.
And mine is at JBT Real NJ.
Get around it. We're killing it. Well, I'm killing it. And I link him stuff anyway. So if you like my Twitter, you'll get good stuff from him too. What else is going on, mate? How's it? Didn't Kieran send you a text message?
Well, there's been some interesting developments in the JBT world. A bit of fandom going around. And it's a little story that I'd like to share. Kieran, a good friend of mine, has been buying a lot of our merchandise and wearing it around. So
swag. JBT swag.
Well done there, Kieran. Thank you so much. We appreciate it a lot. sorry, we're just laughing at these live comments that are just coming in from Charlie. Anyway, I'm gonna keep going. We'll get to these in the break.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, this is from him. I'm rocking my black JBT jumper.
Get it off Redbubble.
And I walked into Australia Post to pick up something. The bloke behind the counter is like, "Is that Jack Manuel's blog?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Long story short, he went to school with him. Apparently he doesn't like basketball, but he's probably going to grab a jumper. And I told him to listen to the podcast.
We going off, mate. We spreading this shit.
So even though he went to school with you, this is like, it's big. The word's getting around.
JBT Pod is spreading. It's like a disease. It's like
AIDS. It's venereal, mate. It is.
We should call
scary.
It JVT Pod.
Just Venereal Things.
Just Venereal Things podcast. Maybe not.
No, probably not. Anyway, yeah. You want to get stuck into some basketball
talk? Let's get into some b-ball news, NBA news. And you were testing out all these bloody sound bites and stuff, and it was so goddamn annoying.
Oh, it was great, though. It was good fun. Yeah. I had a good laugh. We had a good laugh.
And
at my expense.
Coming to you, there'll be some NBA news, like sound bites and sound effects eventually.
Eventually, yeah. We're getting a soundboard in check so we can add some pretty music to the whole experience. So that'll be good.
Nicky boy, what'd you think of PG shoes? The Signet, his first ever, the PG ones.
They're not bad. I don't mind them.
Do they live up to the hype?
For a first shoe,
there's a lot riding on it. It's a sign, like it sort of like defines your shoe legacy.
I know, and that's
LeBron's. He's coming out with his like retro ones. He's bringing them back.
They're not bad. They've got a design of a decent shoe, but I don't like stock white shoes.
They're grey though. They're not white. They're grey.
See, I'm not convinced. The shoe itself looks all right. Like the designs, the different textures on it. It's what a modern shoe.
The best part about this shoe is that on the inside sole is that it's Paul George's face, and we'll post the link for you guys. Anyone that's watching so far, it's just this ugly person, and it's the face. It's literally so you are when you put your shoe on. Every time you see Paul George and you're stepping on it, it's amazing.
You step on Paul George's face. So it's
like
a very
that.
Disrespectful thing, and I don't like stepping on my idols.
You know, PG-13. What's 1 × 3? Or if you reverse the numbers, 1 and 3.
3-1?
Stay woke.
Okay. Yes.
What other news we got going on,
you
Nicky
also
boy?
Asked me what 1 × 3 is.
What is 1 × 3?
7.
Nick didn't pay attention in math.
Anyway, moving on. We'll talk a bit about Rajon Rondo's benching and potentially some trade moves if he does
Like, I don't think he's going to be staying at the Bulls much longer, Nick.
Do you think the benching was warranted?
Yes.
Of course.
I feel like this is a yearly, weekly, daily, hourly occurrence with Rajon Rondo. I don't know how many times we've spoken about it on this pod.
A few. He's gotten into a... There was always going to be a lot of friction, I guess, with this organization filled with guards.
Yeah, there's always going to be a lot of friction in any locker room with Rajon Rondo.
Well, with you know, him being there as well isn't helping things, but... His comments and just he's a very toxic
locker room
player.
Yeah, we saw in the starters how he responded, having him as worst of the week, and just how he responded to the media. It just wasn't very professional. I mean, we don't expect much from him, but his was just nothing less. But would any team want him, Nick? We were chatting a little bit about this before.
At the end of the day, he is still an extremely good point guard.
Yeah, well, he's not extremely good.
He is extremely good. He had some very, very good games with the Bulls. Putting up some triple doubles. He still has a lot to offer offensively.
Yeah, but not to like much teams. Like name me other than the Philadelphia 76ers, name me a team where Rajon Rondo fits and doesn't blow up the organization
and cause the
GMs and coaches to pull their hairs out.
He would be an amazing backup point guard.
Name me a team then.
So
Nick.
Cleveland are in desperate need for a backup point guard.
Yeah, but I guess if anyone can, Daddy Bron can
whip him into line.
Yeah, if he did it with
J.R.
Smith.
That's the thing. He needs to have some behavioral issues worked out.
Does he have like ADHD or something?
Before he can make any impact on any team.
Yeah, I think, I think actually Cleveland would probably be a really good one. Cleveland or Philadelphia 76ers, either end of the spectrum.
Well, 76ers need a starting point guard. I feel
hashtag
that
team TJ, mate.
When Ben
get around TJ McConnell.
When Ben Simmons comes in, he'll be running the point, as he did in college. So whether you want, maybe Rajon Rondo doesn't fit there, but again, maybe like a backup point guard when Simmons is sitting, maybe pushing Simmons out to the wing.
He doesn't feel like he's a backup, though. That's the thing. Like
he's got too much of an ego to be a backup.
Yeah, but he is a backup. Like that,
he is a backup. Yeah, he would be in a brilliant backup. Like go get a championship with the Cavs.
Yeah,
hell, I would.
Yeah,
but you know, mine isn't as big as his. Ego. I want it. Yeah, okay.
Don't.
Ego,
mate. How many times do we just speak about penises on this thing?
I didn't incriminate
myself. Nick, in other news, Kylo Quinn, Justin Anderson, why are they in the NBA news with nothing in the J-Man this week?
Well, they've been naughty boys, Jack. naughty boys. They've been fined $250.
The finger thing means the taxes.
The finger thing means the taxes. If you can hear that through the mic.
Can't at all.
They've been fined $25,000 for their antics and respective hits.
So what did Kylo Quinn do? What did Anderson do?
Kylo Quinn... There have been mixed feelings on this one because I'm in.
Let's quickly.
They both got flagrant twos. Kylo Quinn shoved
Anthony Davis
and like swiped for the ball. I don't think he was aiming for the ball. He just kind of like hit him essentially.
Yeah.
And sent him into the stands, and that was a flagrant. I thought that was very well deserved.
I disagree. But Anderson
and Justin Anderson, refresh my memory, Jack.
Dallas Mavericks.
Keep going, mate.
I don't know. But like, all I remember is that today that your boy John Wall got a fine and so did Jay Crowder.
Yeah, and Crowder got
25 and John Wall got 15.
That surprised me a lot. For those of you who haven't seen the altercation...
Well, let's recreate it.
That no one can see... This is a live podcast, but no one's...
Who cares? Let's just... They touched the nose Jay Crowder and then they whacked him in the face.
Jay Crowder has like pointed at... John Wall
he touched his nose, though.
Oh, did he? Okay, there you go.
Yeah, that's
and
why, that's
thrown
why.
Some abusive language, I assume. And then John Wall's retaliated with a slap. And I thought the slap was a lot worse. He got fined half that amount. He got fined 12, I think it was 10 or 12?
No, 15.
Or 15.
25 and 15.
Yeah, 15,000, which I thought he was going to get suspended.
Yeah, I remember you saying when it happened, because like we were together and like we were like watching on Twitter and stuff that day. And then... You're like, oh, he's going to get suspended. I'm like, yeah, probably. But upon replay, Crowder's one that instigated it. And these teams have had like a history with Marcus Smart, Bradley Beal. But I don't want to get onto a wizard, let you get into a Wizards tangent. So what else is happening in the news, mate? We don't want to keep going on about the Wizards. We know you could do your own podcast.
I could.
J-Wiz.
I should.
You should not. No one would listen. I listen to a Brooklyn Nets podcast now.
Oh, well, that's all right. Yeah. Anyway, Boogie Cousins has been in the news.
Boogie!
Obviously, with his impending free agency coming up.
He's going to be with the Kings.
And all these contract extension deals with the Kings. Because he can sign a deal in excess of $200 million across 5 years.
That's a lot of money.
If he stays at the Kings. And, you know, that averages out to, what, just less than 50... A year? 40 a year?
40 a year.
$40 million a year, but it'll be back-ended.
Yeah.
So...
Why do you think he's going to... What's the reason? Why... Everyone has said since day dot that Boogie needs to go somewhere. Why would he stay at the Kings, Nick, and not go to a contending team, let's say a Bulls or a Celtics? Why is he going to stay with the Kings? Why does he want to stay with the Kings?
I think it's more from an organizational standpoint and money. Money's a big factor. Money's why wouldn't you... For Boogie... Why wouldn't you want to stay?
Like, for an extra $60 million.
You're not going to get anything out of your career, though.
Yeah.
The Kings, if they keep Boogie, they're not going anywhere.
No.
That's the problem. It's good from a fan standpoint where the front officer is essentially saying, hey, we're not giving up on the organization. Yeah. Where, like,
Sacramento fans.
Yeah. From a fan standpoint,
yeah.
It looks a lot better. It's like they're trying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If they blow up the organization, then everyone knows they're going to be shit for the next.
They are going to be anyway. Because, like, they're hovering around that 8.
The best thing for Sacramento is to trade him, get 2 first round picks.
Yeah. But a lot of...
I reckon you get a lottery pick in there as well.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of GMs have said that they're quite wary of him. And obviously, like, his talent is undeniable. But the max money he can get if he was to leave would be a 4-year, $140 million contract, which is still a ridiculous amount of money. But the NBA with the new CBA, which we talked about in previous podcasts, has said that it rewards players who stay.
Mm-hmm.
So he, with the Kings, he can get the max money, the max years, which is 5 years in excess of $200 million. I think it's around $210 million, which is a ridiculous amount of money. So it's a difference of $70 million. You're sort of weighing up here, is it a ring?
Boogie to Texas. They love Cousins in Texas.
Or Tasmania.
Says Chaz Manuel on the Facebook Live.
But
good
Boogie,
stuff there, Chaz.
Boogie, he's basically saying, do I want money? Do I want a ring? You're not going to win a ring at Sacramento. No one's going to build around you, Boogie.
It's too late.
Yeah. Well, he's not too old, but I mean, we'll be talking about this probably in the coming weeks anyway.
It's too late to build a team around him with fresh draft picks out of college.
Yeah, but like, it's...
By the time they develop, he will be in his 30s.
The whole organization is just horrific at Sacramento. Like, they just don't make good decisions. But
like, they'll keep him as long as possible, keep the hope going, and we'll see, and, you know, the fans will love it, and we'll see how it goes from there. Also, speaking of Boogie, if we tried to start a thing with Joe Ingles. We wanted him to start...
Come on, guys, for the two people watching us, Charlie and Ali, get on Twitter... Hashtag Joe Ingles for the NBA All-Star. Get around him. Joe Thringles.
Joe Thringles.
I made that one up on the spot.
I like it. That's not bad. He can hit the three.
He can hit the three really well.
Anyway, if Boogie starts on All-Star and he's campaigning about this, he's going to drop his R&B album.
Swag.
What's it going to be called, mate?
I don't know. Boogie Smalls.
That's not bad, mate.
Yeah, it's not bad. Or Get Down Tonight with Boogie. Because, like, I feel like it'd be...
Or Boogie Down.
Boogie Down, yeah, Boogie Down.
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. Sounds like almost like a porno.
Well, it's a movie.
It is a movie slash, like, but
something John Travolta's in.
I want to see it. And, like, there's been some memes going around of, like, they've photoshopped him onto Usher's Confessions album, which looks amazing, and onto Solange's album. But, like, yeah, I voted for him based on that. I think I gave it a retweet after I saw the Usher thing. I'm like, that's worth a retweet. I would like to see him start. I mean, I'd love to see him start ahead of Zaza Pachulia.
Hell yeah, but,
at
the end of the day, three front court players are going to start, and the likelihood of it being a big man is, you know, if big men aren't flashy, but they are, like, they are now. So
in Zaza
land. I'm happy. I want someone like a Joel Embiid, because they can be flashy.
Yeah.
Kat can be flashy.
Yeah.
They've shown their flashiness, so it's worthy of an All-Star game.
We'll have some big guys, I'm sure, but... Ladies and gents, we're going to our first break.
See you on the other side. You're listening to JBT Podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes. Welcome back to JBT Podcast. Kicking off here with some discussion points. Hashtag DP of the week. We're going to start with the Derrick Rose...
disappearance.
...scenario.
Where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
Where in the world is Derrick Rose, mate?
Hey. Magus did us a Photoshop, but I forgot to put it on the Facebook page. Sorry, Magus.
Good for you, mate. Yeah. So tell me about it, Jack. What happened?
All right.
Start from the top.
For those that weren't paying attention, it's probably it could have gone in the NBA news, but we felt like it deserved more of a discussion.
Hmm.
So Derrick Rose, they were versing. Who were they versing?
Pellies.
The Pellies. At MSG, at Madison Square Garden. Everyone's like, okay, he was named as a starter.
Yep.
All the way up until, like, you know, and then Twitter starts to go off. Like, what's happening? Where's Derrick Rose? Why isn't he here? 15 minutes before the game, he was named as a starter. Jeff Hornacek had no idea where he was. Phil Jackson didn't know where he was. His best friend, Joakim Noah, didn't know where he was. The rumors started to flow that he's gone back to Chicago. And everyone's like, why has he gone to Chicago? There were rumors going around that apparently his son might be sick, so there was some sort of family emergency, which was later confirmed because Derrick Rose came out the next day and said that he went home for his mother. He didn't really elaborate further apart from the fact that it required his full attention, so like he couldn't be connected. He was so stressed out and stuff, so clearly it was serious. And
yep.
There's been a lot of, and we'll continue to joke about it because, you know, we don't know the full story. But, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with Derek and his family. But, right, you know, he's back now. He was fined promptly by the organization. Phil Jackson didn't do anything. Derrick Rose, what are your thoughts, Nick?
Just send a text, man.
Yeah.
Like, my entire...
I'll text you right now. This is how long it takes to send Nick a text.
My entire upbringing...
Done.
...has been...
Texted him.
...around... Like, if I didn't text my mum, I was not going to be home for dinner. My God.
You'd be...
I would be
dead.
In so much shit, and he got off with nothing.
He got fined?
That's nothing, mate.
What do you think he should have been punished with? Suspension? I agree.
I think a suspension, yes. Like, you can't do that. You need to show that this guy is not bigger than the organization.
Yeah, and I mean, it's...
And it's tragic that it is a family thing. Like, of course, yeah, sure. But it's not like Jeff Hornacek was going to say, no, we need you for a starter.
Yeah.
Your allegiance, like your job...
Is to
your
play
job is to play basketball. You get paid millions of dollars to play basketball.
And he wants a max contract as well. He
wants a max contract next year. So he's not helping himself there.
No.
Just tell them. Be truthful with your
just
owners.
Just send a if effing got, text.
I know, even if you've gone. Like, just a text would have avoided
Rachel
this
Nichols
whole scandal.
Said this on her Twitter page and on ESPN Live. She's like, there is so much downtime on a flight. Like, he's flying to Chicago, 2 hours away. We've flown to New York to Chicago before. How much time, like, you know, when we're waiting at the airport, when you descend into Chicago, when you're in the taxi probably going to his mum's hotel or place, how much time is it to just go BRB, mum's house or something? Or, you know, going to Big Mama's house or whatever. Like, I don't know. Whatever, like, he's just...
He could have said anything. Like, it doesn't matter. So long as he gave an excuse.
Yes.
So long as he gave him a reason, he could have made it up and then been truthful later.
And I think Phil Jackson's getting off scot-free as well as the GM of this organization.
He
has not fronted up at all. He was nowhere to be seen. And he made Jeff Hornacek answer all the questions and Joakim Noah. Phil is losing a lot of credibility right now with his tenure.
It just doesn't seem to be a very positive environment at New York.
No.
It shows in their basketball. That game against the Pelicans was
horrific.
That was when Melo got sent off and Kylo Quinn got sent off.
Yep. And in the next game, Rose is back, is starting, plays some decent basketball. They lose to Philadelphia 76ers. Carmelo Anthony goes off. We saw the video, and like you can see the vine, it's all over. He says F me.
They're not.
Then in the reporters are saying, a source said on Bleacher Report, this is where I read it, that he went on a tirade in the locker rooms, calling out everyone. I think Melo needs to take a hard look at himself as well. I think that whole organization, and there's I saw on the Vertical today, they were saying that they need to work on their defense or go at all out offense. Start Melo at the 4, start Porzingis at the 5, and get Joakim Noah off the bench. Yeah, they're okay offensively and they're trash defensively. Why not just go all out offense like, say, Portland were last year? And I mean, Portland have fixed things, but they have the personnel to do it. And Jeff Hornacek has said, do we have the personnel? Maybe not right now. But when you've got that much talent, you got to do something. Then something needs to change in New York, or it's just going to be one of those another New York
year. Well, you've got an all-defensive center in Joakim Noah.
He's
in that
not
team.
The same player anymore.
Of course. But you're still, like, I feel that defense doesn't as dwindle as offense.
Well, yeah, look at Tony Allen right now. He's still balling.
Defense does not dwindle as quickly as offense.
Yeah.
Offense is a lot
like
more...
We look at Derrick Rose. Yeah. Like, Derrick Rose's injuries have hampered his offense. He's not a great defensive player anyway, but, you know, whenever we see that Derrick flashy move at the under the rim, it's like, oh, vintage Derrick Rose is back. And up until this point, his season had been quite good.
Yeah, he had been promising.
Like, and
he was looking well to get that max contract.
I was about to say, he could probably get a max contract based off that. But this whole incident throws that future into furor. And whether he stays at the Knicks, whether he goes to, you know, I can't remember who tweeted it, but it's like, who's going to give Derrick Rose a max contract? And I'm like, well, does anyone know that the Sacramento Kings are still a team? They probably will give him a max contract because he sells jerseys. The person commenting us like crazy, Charlie, has said, Derrick Rose sells jerseys. He's got a Derrick Rose jersey himself. I've got a Derrick Rose jersey, a Bulls one. Like, he's a personality. But we've spoken enough about the Knicks and the New York Post, and everyone will probably cover them enough. But that's our thoughts on the New York Knicks. You know,
just a little...
Tidbit.
Tidbit, yeah. Magus has been hitting us up on Facebook with a nice little quip here. Going for the Knicks sounds like going for Richmond. Thoughts, Jason Pham, who goes for the Knicks,
and he did not respond.
So clearly, there's some truth there.
Heiser hasn't gotten any ointment to
all of this,
recover from that. Bird.
All of this hype, but you know they finished ninth again.
Yep, I don't. Well, yeah,
I don't
they
think
need
they'll
to
finish ninth. I think they'll finish below ninth.
I think that the Philadelphia 76ers could finish higher than them. Who knows? Who knows? We'll wait and see. It's still
only halfway through the season.
It's still
so
January. Still January.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. So, this is a bit of a free-form discussion point that we come up with ourselves.
While we were driving in the car, Nick, we had a nice little...
We had a nice little conversation.
We had a nice little, like, sort of cruise, JBT cruise.
Yep. So, in light of a Vertical video posted on Twitter comparing John Wall to Kyrie Irving in their non-superstar status, which is ridiculous. No. we asked the question, what defines a superstar?
Quotation marks.
So are we just talking about point guards?
Let's stick to point guards. Or we can, you know, we can reference like your LeBron James, your James Harden, who is a yep. point guard. But why aren't these guys superstars? I'll recap what we saw in the vertical. What I saw in the vertical was, so they were talking mainly about the Washington Wizards and how, well, I mean, John Wall sort of brought them back up to relevancy now. But in terms of, if we're going superstar, like, we could almost, like, have different categories of superstar.
Mm.
Like, we could go super-duper star and superstar.
Super-duper
star. You're super-duper star, like a super-duper. Super-duper sales, get on them. Your super-duper stars are your LeBron James, your Kevin Durant, your Steph Curry, your Russell Westbrooks. Guys in those ilk who just change the game, sell millions of jerseys, get hundreds of thousands of votes in the All-Star game, which I guess makes Zaza Pachulia a superstar. No, I'm not going to... No, he's not. He's not. Sorry. but you know what I mean. Yeah, those are your superstars. Why aren't John Wall and Kyrie Irving considered in that category, Nick? Why aren't they super-duper stars?
It could be a matter of personality.
Is it a matter just of opinion? Are people treating Kyrie...
Well, superstar status is raised by opinion. Yep. I think so. Yeah, yep. Definitely. Because there's no actual ironclad award for being a superstar.
Yep.
You're just regarded as a superstar.
Yep.
And there's a lot of things, like the organization you've come from, organizations that get a lot more media coverage.
Like your New Yorks.
Yep. So it's easy to become superstars. For example, the Lakers.
Yeah, compared to a Washington.
Washington.
When was the last Washington superstar? Michael Jordan, super duper star. Michael Jordan, when he came back from retirement.
Yeah,
I can't
probably.
Think of one. And like, if you can, hit us up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it would have to be MJ when he, you know.
And I mean, the Nets as well. Like, the Nets' last superstar was probably Vince Carter. And that was, you know, when we were the New Jersey Nets. Deron Williams and Brook Lopez are the closest thing. Brook Lopez probably isn't even superstar status. He's a star. And there's so much discussion. We could do a whole podcast about the definition of stars, role players, those sort of things.
But
and
players,
like the guys who get max contracts as well.
Players that get a lot of coverage. So players like, I don't know, like who's not a very out there player? Because like personality is a big deal.
Al Horford.
But does Al Horford have the stats to become a superstar?
I think he is a superstar, but I don't think he's a super duper star. Let me try and think. Boogie's a super duper star because he's got the personality.
Yeah, so personality is a big thing.
Personality's a big thing because I would also rate, say, at the start of the season, Isaiah Thomas, IT4, Boston Celtics, killing it, King of the Fourth. He was a star at the start of the season, and then he elevated his game to superstar. Now, I think he's a super duper star. Jimmy Butler has elevated his game to a super duper star. Paul George became a super duper star following his injury. Those guys have elevated their status due to their game, also in part due to their market. Paul George is a star in a market which generally hasn't had a major amount of superstars. Indiana has always been a very passionate... I mean, we've got Reggie Miller is one that springs to mind. But the Celtics automatically gravitate towards basketball. You've got your Larry Birds. The history is unparalleled when it comes to the Celtics and the Lakers. But IT, he is a super-duper star now.
Well, I think it's more...
James Harden is a super-duper star. No one rated him 2 years ago. Everyone was saying his contract was...
Second in the MVP and no one rated him.
Who?
James Harden.
Last year. No, I might mean last year. I mean 2 years ago when he made that move from OKC to Houston. Everyone was like, he's getting paid too much. He can't carry a team by himself. I mean, you probably weren't
last
following...
Last year, he did finish second.
No, I'm sorry, not talking about last year.
Sorry, 2 years ago, he did finish second to,
okay, well,
to Curry.
The year that he moved to Houston... From OKC,
right.
People were like, he's not worth it. He's only going to be like...
No, because he was never that player at OKC.
He was an all-around, like, six man, but Houston and Daryl Morey took that punt on him. Boy, have they reaped the rewards.
They've come to
and
fruition.
And he's gone from, say...
But this has been 3 years in the making. I wouldn't say it's this year that he's been elevated.
No, but this year he is super-duper-duper star.
Well, there's another level, is there, Mike?
Well, maybe, because, like, okay, if we're going... Jimmy Butler would be under LeBron James. Do you not agree? In terms of, like, stars that just change everything. And, like, you know, can't walk outside without getting mobbed. Jimmy Butler could probably walk down the street in in a few places in the world. Whereas LeBron James, you automatically see LeBron James. It's like seeing God. He will just get, like, people will swarm to him.
Curry and LeBron, I think, are in that same level of stardom.
Yes. Curry, I think that would probably be only Curry, LeBron.
Kobe,
well, yes, current players. Kobe.
Oh, current players.
Curry, LeBron, KD. That's...
Yeah.
Those are probably the only ones I would say.
They're your NBA massive celebrities.
Yeah, they're like... They'll go beyond the
which
court.
Which is where your personality reigns through, because people who don't follow basketball know who these players are.
Yeah.
They've transcended basketball.
Yeah.
And they're going to be your superstars. And Curry has changed the game.
Dirk could probably be... Well, not in his current game, because we also need to take into account, other than personality, how you are on the court.
Of course, yeah.
Because Dirk would have been a super-duper star. He'd be a super-duper star in Dallas and in Europe. And he still is, in terms of, like, you see Dirk, you see that tall 6'11" German guy. Everyone's going to know. But his game has obviously regressed due to age. And, like, he's been the same sort of level as, you know, your Kobe Bryant and your Kevin Garnett. Everyone knows who they are, your Shaqs. But in terms of, say, is there any other names that pop to mind for you, Nick, that are like super-duper stars or superstars? Russell Westbrook, maybe, because he's sort of garnered that personality lately.
Current players.
There wouldn't be many other ones.
Not anything that's
Kawhi Leonard.
Ascended to like a... Like, he's... Like, all of these players have the potential. Like...
Kawhi Leonard
maybe
is
not to transcend basketball. I don't think Kawhi Leonard has the personality to transcend basketball.
Right.
He has the game to be a superstar. Like he, if not, is already a superstar.
Oh, he absolutely is.
Exactly. In that Spurs outfit. He's only like 20, 26, 28.
He's got so much longer and he's got so much growth.
But to be at the same level as LeBron, and I think it's something outside of basketball that makes him much better.
It's Simon Cowell's X factor.
Yeah, that's right.
Almost. And,
but there's also another point in being a superstar that I think is the reason you be a superstar. Like, you can have a brilliant game, you can have the best personality in the world, you can have a lot of PR and all that good stuff. If you can't lead, you are not a superstar.
So you got to be like, I am the captain.
You have to lead, because you can be a brilliant player, an all NBA player, but if you can't lead your team to victory, then you're just another
superstar.
You're just another cog in the wheel,
or you're another star.
Another cog in the machine.
Because John Wall is leading his team now.
John Wall. That's why I disagreed to an extent with that vertical video. Because. Not because that Kyrie can't lead.
Yeah.
Kyrie hasn't been given the opportunity to lead since LeBron has been in that organization.
He led for a few years without LeBron, and he couldn't.
But he was too young then.
Yeah, it's a good point.
He's been there for
But going back on your leadership thing, Nick, I completely agree, because IT is now leading those Celtics. They have amazing...
Those fourth quarters have been inspiring.
Yeah,
it inspires your team to play better.
Over 9, almost 10 points a quarter. James Harden is leading those Houston Rockets. Russell Westbrook is leading his OKC. You can't argue with the leadership aspect that you've sort of brought up. You know, personality is a thing. Leadership. Are there any other sort of qualities that define a superstar, super-duper star? Obviously, like, you know...
Well, you need to have the box score for it, obviously.
So, yeah, you need to have the stats, the game.
Influence, yep, the game. So we've got three prerequisites, three aspects there.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be like Kawhi. He's not a personality,
definitely a superstar. He's almost an anti-personality, which makes him a star.
Yeah, that's
like Tim Duncan.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
So it's just like
so his lack of personality is his personality.
Exactly. Like Tim Duncan, just like in his Foot Locker commercials, like Derek Rose, just like, you know, is so ecstatic that he knocks over the pot plant. And Kawhi Leonard, the meme that everyone's just like, when he's got like the sad face when he's doing the dunk, and it's just like that moment when you're like named an all-star, and it's just a Kawhi Leonard grumpy face. Because you don't see the man smile. He's probably got a lovely smile. He's probably like Kanye. Like when he smiles, it like just lights up the room. And when he does smile, like a camera's always like, all grumpy face.
I think maybe...
What about Melo?
As a superstar?
Chaz just hit us up. Melo. Melo is definitely a super-duper star because he's in New York. But Melo's never...
The place there.
But the ring. He's never been able to lead a team, whether it be Denver, whether it be New York. I feel like he's not as good a leader, if we're talking about our three sort of criteria for a superstar. He hasn't been as good a leader as a LeBron, a Steph Curry, a Russell Westbrook,
well,
a James Harden.
Any of the modern, well, any of those top tier guards,
yeah,
or franchise players, they're all leaders.
Kawhi Leonard's a leader. Small forward at the small
you'd
forward.
You'd have to educate me on this. In his Denver days,
yep.
How was he there?
George Karl, what you saw the comments George Karl had about him. Like, he's just always...
You can be a selfish player and still lead, though.
No doubt.
Look at Westbrook.
Kobe. Yeah. There's no doubt. It's just like, it's almost like he doesn't bring people along with him. Like, it's almost... I don't know whether it's his game, whether it's his personality, whether he's almost too selfish, because Kobe's still... assisted plenty, and it's almost like he was so enthralled with basketball and so dedicated to it that he almost isolated players, but they wanted to impress him. KG led those Celtics, with his defense and stuff. Melo's always been just like the guy that sort of is separate from the team in a way. Jimmy Butler has turned into a leader since Derrick Rose left. Derrick Rose led the Bulls for a certain time. Then it became sort of Jimmy Butler's team.
After all the injuries. I'd say even for 2 years, Jimmy Bucket still led that team when Rose was there.
But that's just due to pure injuries. Like,
yeah.
There's no other reason.
He's had to step up and Thibodeau...
played him 45 minutes.
Molding him and it's worked out perfectly. Yeah. He's now, I think, fringe superstar. You think he's already there. I'll have to see to the end of the season.
Yeah. Brook Lopez, look.
If he can lead his team to a playoff,
yeah,
then superstar.
Chaz has made a point. Brook Lopez is also in New York and he's not a superstar. The Nets are a completely different kettle of fish to the Knicks.
To the Knicks, yeah.
It's like saying Clippers and Lakers. Like the Clippers have a superstar team right now, but they still don't get the relevancy. Ali was telling me this, that they still sell out as much, if not more, games than the Clippers because they're the Lakers.
Yeah.
Your fair weather fans are going to turn up to a Lakers game because they're the Lakers in the
And it's
history.
Probably always going to be like that as well.
Oh, until like a championship comes to the Clippers or until
not,
a championship comes
too,
to the Nets.
I'm not too sure because the Lakers and the,
have
and
established
the Knicks
a culture.
Are so ingrained in that state.
Yeah.
That state's not really going to change.
No, yeah, but I prefer the Nets in Brooklyn than, you know, New Jersey. It's just cooler to go to Brooklyn than New Jersey. But, Nick, we got do we have any other DPs? Because that was a good one, mate.
That was a good one. It was fun to chat about that one. We've got one more here. One more? Yeah, one more. One more. So the All-Star votes have come out again.
No. Oh, no.
Another sort of interim... voting check. And we'd like to compare the two starting teams as they are now.
Who's starting in the East, Nick?
So two front court?
Yep.
No, backcourt. Backcourt. Backcourt.
Three front court.
Three guards. Yeah,
which is backcourt.
Yeah, okay. Two backcourt and three front court. That's how it works. Anyway. So, if we're going purely off voting right now, we have got in the East, Kyrie Irving, Dwayne Wade, Kevin Love, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and LeBron James.
Solid team.
Very.
Dwayne Wade's probably the only one that doesn't legitimately belong. Replace that with Jimmy Butler.
Even maybe Kyrie Irving there.
Kyrie and Kevin
probably,
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyrie could replace with IT.
Yeah, definitely. Or Lowry. Anyway. Not to discuss about. But,
we'll do that. Yeah. We'll do that soon enough.
And the West team is Steph Curry.
Over James Harden.
Steph Curry, James Harden.
No Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, and Zaza Pachulia.
Why, Nick?
Zaza Pachulia is currently coming second. Did he reach a million?
Let's take a look at his votes.
I'd love.
Okay, so in the East, LeBron has cracked the million mark. Giannis is almost at that million mark. And then Kevin Love and the rest are about $500,000. Kyrie Irving's almost at that million mark. And if we go to the West, Kevin Durant's almost at a million. Zaza Pachulia's only 177,624 votes away from a million votes. He's probably got that now, Nick. He's probably got a million. Why are you people voting for him? Why?
Yes.
Kawhi Leonard has more votes than Kawhi, Draymond, Anthony Davis, Boogie, Kat, LaMarcus,
it's a fan
Blake.
Thing.
He has more votes Actually, no.
We can argue till the cows come home. About this, who's going to win the game? Let's go back to that. The West are too deep.
If they start Zaza, then the East are going to shit all over
If they start Zaza, but
This is what it's based off. It's based off the NBA memes post that it's like, who you got right now? Right now, I got the East.
So do I.
Yep.
Right now, simply because Zaza's on that team. That being said, the shooting potential.
Oh my God.
On that West team. In Harden, Curry,
but LeBron and
Kawhi,
Giannis can defend the shit out of them. I like
Giannis. Giannis would be stuck to Durant like glue.
Yeah, Giannis would be stuck to everyone with those like long that length.
Have Golden State have played the Bucks?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they played them once.
Not that I've seen. I would love to watch that matchup.
Yeah,
I'd love to see how that goes. But because you've got, I think also what this comes into place as well. The East have three starters. That play together?
Yeah, yeah.
They could literally play that system, because they can play that system with just those three.
Well, yeah.
They don't have to have Tristan Thompson there. They don't have to have J.R. Smith there.
Yeah, but All-Star is an exhibition game at the end of the day. But
They're both going to score 140 points apiece, because there is no defense that happens in the All-Star
game.
It's
the Bill Murray game. Exactly. We should rename it the Bill Murray game.
It's brilliant. But the East...
We've got the East when
I think the East, simply because Zaza's there... And the quality in the East, like, is still really, really
good. Dwayne
Wade
is still, like, as much as he isn't deserving of a starting spot.
His shooting has dwindled. Like, it started on fire. It's dwindled a bit now.
Yeah, but he's still playing some really good basketball. He's playing better basketball than Zaza is. That's just ridiculous. Mm. Nick, we need to go to a break before I keep yelling about Zaza. We'll be right back. You're listening to JBT Podcast. Make sure you give us a like on Facebook.
Welcome back to JBT Podcast. We'll kick off here with some Knicks picks.
Nick, something's happened with our Knicks picks. What's going on this week?
Well,
I'm scared.
I'll explain it. For those of you who are new to the podcast or listening to us on the Facebook Live, watching us on the Facebook Live, for those of you who are new, this is where we pick a fantasy basketball team for the week that has just gone. And we don't throw in some honorable mentions there.
Big change. Episode 13 has gone crazy.
We've decided to cut the honorable mentions to maybe spark some debate.
Yeah, why not?
On why we didn't choose this person, why we didn't consider him, and whatnot.
But we still have it in our Google Docs.
We still have a lot of players to choose from.
Because, Nick, we watch a lot of basketball.
We watch a lot of basketball. And the week is long. So it is hard. It is hard.
Oh, like, it was so hard. Like I was.
It is hard to pick one player per position.
You told me to do this like a little bit earlier, and I was just like, "Oh my god, how much?" The only easy position was power forward, because we didn't really have many like standout power forward, and I could have put some small forwards at power forward, but I wanted to sort of, you know, keep it good. So I'll let you read it because I picked it. So are Nick's picks that Jack J Man J Pod wrote?
Yes.
Read them out, mate.
At the one spot, we've got PG. Oh, point guard. Sorry, I misread.
Oh my God, Nick!
Let's take three.
That person has left because you were so bad.
At the one spot, we've got James Harden, who notched his 11th triple-double against Charlotte. 40 points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists, and is only the fourth player in NBA history to have... back-to-back 40-point triple-double. So, quality
phenomenal
stuff there from James Harden.
Phenomenal.
That's probably like his fifth appearance in Knicks picks. So, good stuff, Harden. He's absolutely balling.
He won't go away.
Shooting guard, we've got Devin Booker. Possibly a new entrant. I feel I've got Devin Booker on here before, but maybe as an honorable mention.
Yeah, he hasn't had many. He definitely hasn't started on Knicks picks.
Oh, but he started now. Alongside Harden, Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns. He had a 39-point game, tying his career high from the previous game against the Nuggets against the Spurs today to lead them to an upset
double win. 39-point games. And for anyone watching right now, two people, comment if you agree or disagree with us, because we want to spark that debate.
So Devin Booker for the shooting guard spot, well deserved. Two 39-point games. 20-year-old. Amazing.
Oh, man,
amazing talent. At the small forward spot, the three, we've got Gordon Hayward, who led his Jazz to a stirring win. Stirring win.
How good is that?
Over the Cavs with 28 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, shooting 10 from 12 from the field.
Oh, that is damn efficient.
That is all J's, if I know Gordon Hayward.
He would have got to the basket a few times. But he's got a smooth as...
His
J's as smooth as his
hair. I was just going to say that. He's got smooth hair and a smooth J.
Trying to get Nick's
at the power forward, a definite debut for Nick's picks here. Montrezl Harrell, who I wouldn't have thought would have entered Nick's picks.
Who is this man, Nicholas? Who is he?
He's the replacement for Clint Capela at the moment.
Yep. He's a power forward that comes off the bench.
Yeah. Well, he's starting at the moment.
Yeah.
Because Clint Capela's out.
But this game he came off the bench.
This game was... He balled, mate. And I love him. Love his name. What a sick name. I love his hair.
Yep.
He's got the dreads with the red.
I love the red.
The red is cool. Anyway, Red Rockets. Montrezl Harrell, the Rockets, getting the point power forward spot with 26 points off the bench, 12 of 13 shooting.
Oh, that's efficient.
Incredibly efficient.
Not as efficient as Gordon Hayward's hair, but that's damn efficient.
Better than Gordon Hayward's game.
It was better than his game.
Stop playing with my hair.
I like it. I'm trying to get you some Gordon Hayward stuff.
And at the center spot, DeAndre Jordan with a monster 2020 game. You know how much you love those 2020
games.
Oh,
those 2020s make me go...
bananas. Anyway.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Against the Lakers with 24 points, 21 rebounds, 2 blocks, with a 92% field goal efficiency.
That's not too bad.
So our entire front court shot over 80% in Knicks picks.
We've got the most efficient front court in the league.
So, you know, high prerequisite to get into Knicks picks.
That'd be
this
better
week
than Zaza Pachulia starting. This would be a better all-star.
Man, you're hating on Zaza a lot.
I hate Zaza. Apart from the meme that came out this week in honor of La La Land.
Zaza Land.
That's the only good thing.
Anyway, those were Knicks picks. So we've got James Harden, Devin Booker, Gordon Hayward, Montrezl Harrell.
I like how you say it.
Montrezl Harrell and DeAndre Jordan. They're good stuff. If you've got any suggestions for Knicks picks,
Comment right now.
Hit us up on Twitter. Our Twitter handles are
@JManJBT
and @JBTRealNJ. Hit us up there.
Follow us.
So we'll move on, Jack, to stat of the week.
What do you got?
Something that you commented me on Twitter, and very, very well deserved for stat of the week.
Yep.
With the win over the Cavs this week, we saw CJ McCollum get his 7th straight 25-point game to become the first Blazer to do so since Drexler, who is one of the best shooting guards
ever.
For
Portland, anyway,
at least for Portland, in the 87 season.
Yep.
And 2 days ago, he had his 8th 25-plus game. So I don't know if that overtakes Drexler or whether
it's still
the longest.
Yeah. It's a freakish
streak
record
since then. It is still amazing. I mean, we were talking at the start of the weeks earlier in the year, were saying how KD had something like 40 games with 20 plus points.
Yeah.
How the record last year, I think it was continuing on to this year with Curry, had at least 1 3 hit in so many consecutive games.
CJ McCollum's in that conversation now.
Yes. Yeah. So streaks like this are very well deserved, and good stuff there.
Congrats
from CJ.
To CJ. Get him on Snapchat. He's killing it.
He actually is. Yeah. You told me to get him on CJ.
How good is it? Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah.
He always posts awesome food stuff. He makes me hungry.
Good. Anyway,
speaking of making me hungry,
let's get on to...
It's an odd transition.
Segway
transition. Same shit.
Let's get on to my favorite part of this podcast. And it's Jack's.
It's never my random topic anymore.
Random off topic. I came up with this one as well.
Exactly. It's not my random topic. Why don't you let me pick?
And it's not Nick's picks.
You've been picking it every week. So it's like the J-Man's picks.
Just for the alliteration.
The alliteration doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, off topic this week, Jack, what is it?
Okay, I'm quoting when I say this. It is the favorite cool-off things. I don't want to explain it. Nick, you explain what favorite cool-off things.
My vocabulary doesn't really expand that far out. But essentially, it's been hot. It's no surprise it's been hot here in Melbourne.
Australia.
It's been cooling off a little bit lately.
I still got sunburnt today.
Yeah, you got sunburnt. Oh, my God. I'm looking at you right now.
It's not that bad.
You are red.
I'm red, but I get red when it's like 15 degrees because of this damn ozone layer. Anyone does. Only you don't because you're a bloody European bastard.
I am tanned af. Anyway, so we decided to talk about favourite things you do to cool off in those hot nights. What do you do to get to sleep?
Kick us off, Nick. What do you got? What do we just have?
Well, if you've been watching us on Facebook Live, I ungraciously smashed a few Zooper Doopers.
Zooper Dooper what?
Well, the new Zooper Dooper Sours came out in Australia. For those of you who don't know what a Zooper Dooper is, it's essentially a tube of cordial.
Frozen.
It's a tube of cordial that you freeze, and it becomes like an icy pole.
And for those who don't know icy poles, you should be able to figure it out just by the name.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Our American and...
It's a fruity stick of ice, essentially.
Yeah.
But they're great for cooling off, and sour ones are the best Zooper Doopers I've ever had.
Can you, if you were to sum them up in one adjective starting with the D, what would it be?
Dank.
They are dank.
They are so dank.
How dank are they?
They're so dank. I thought I'd be able to think on my feet better, but apparently not.
You can't think well on your feet when you've got too much sourness in you, mate.
But they are absolutely delicious. The green apple, I've had most flavors now. I don't think I've had like the lemon, but I'm sure like sour lemon, it won't disappoint. Like the sour watermelon.
Sour lemon. How like sour can you get if it's sour? Lemon?
Sour green apple.
Sour
green apple is amazing.
Yeah,
did I say watermelon?
You did. You said it twice.
I love the watermelon one.
Watermelon.
There's black currant, was it?
Yeah, black currant.
Yeah,
one's
okay. sour black currant, sour raspberry. The raspberry one's all right.
Yeah, but we have differing opinions on Zooper Doopers, and we'll say that for another day.
So I think that those sour ones are the best ones that have ever come out.
Big call.
I reckon they trump the original ones.
We made the big calls of JBT,
and we have like I lived off those Zooper Doopers as a kid. I think every Australian kid lived off Zooper Doopers.
Them and Sunny Boys. Nick makes the big calls when it comes to flavored tubes of ice.
I do.
When it comes to basketball.
I'm very passionate about my flavored tubes of
that,
ice.
That, pans and potatoes. When it comes to basketball, Nick doesn't make the big calls. It does when it comes to potatoes.
See, I actually know what I'm talking about when it comes to potatoes. There's the difference.
Yep.
But yeah, they're better than the original ones. Like I loved the original, like the cola, the lime, fairy floss.
Let's get off the Zooper Doopers. What else do you do to chill off, Nick? Well, like I used to back in the day.
I got a little bit carried away with my food again.
That's not a surprise. One thing that I tried to do, and it worked well for a point. Back in the day, I would try and fold up my pillow and put it in the freezer. So it would stay cool.
Oh, yeah.
How good is it, yeah?
I've never thought of doing that.
Try it.
Or like freezing your sheets?
Actually, shit. Yeah, I should do that.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, we found something.
You might catch cold, though.
But you'd rather... when it's 29 degrees, you'll catch it a cold.
I don't know. Like, if you get sick when it's 29 degrees and you, like, start sweating because your internal body heat is, like, going out of whack.
Yeah, you might get
It's going to be
You might
awful.
Get pneumonia or something.
Yeah.
But
it'll be worth it because you sleep well.
Absolutely. You sleep cool. Other things. Beach, obviously, in Australia.
Yeah, the beach.
Can't do that
yep.
in London. When it's bloody hot as shit, you got to just deal with the humidity and, like... it's almost like people are worse in the heat in London than they are in the cool.
Beach, like, I tend to chill out, just aircon.
Play whale.
Yeah, essentially. Like, when it's, like... If it's unbearably hot,
yeah,
you can't do anything.
Yeah, you just watch ball.
Yeah, you sit inside, watch... They have the aircon blaring on you.
Yeah.
And just do whatever you want to do. But, like, what do you do? Because there's a lot of different advice I've heard, especially, like, putting your pillow in the freezer. That's a new one. on what to do when you're trying to sleep.
Sleep naked.
So, obviously, like, stripping down is another thing. I tend to sleep always with a doona. And that's, like, my own shortcomings. Because I like to, like... be protected. It's almost it is quite literally almost like that.
No one loves you that it gives you a hug.
I'm not alone in that. I know a lot of people who just don't feel comfortable if they don't have a doona over them.
These people are idiots.
It's just a comfort thing, and I agree. So I need to get.
It's a comfort thing. So you just make yourself hotter.
Yeah, it's weird. But I also I've got my fan on, which is it's just a fan. It's a ceiling fan, so it's nothing huge. But like a wet flannel.
Oh, yeah, that's
wet flannel on the head or behind the neck.
That's actually, yep, yep.
And actually, I was doing this on a super hot night. I'm not sure if it actually did anything, but I had a little spray bottle of water. And
oh, yeah, I've got one of them.
I would spray it on my sheets.
Yeah, that's
I would spritz it. spritz it on my sheets and spritz it on my pillow. So I'd lay down, it would cool me down off instantly, and then I would just spray and let the particles of water like just caress.
Your knowledge is caress so my goddamn
caress my body.
Caress, and you look like right, I would literally... can't see his hands right now, but his hands are caressing a very special NJ
like
place.
I would just lie down, spray it straight up, and just let it just like, fall on
it's like
me.
Some Flashdance shit. Like when did
yeah, like, yeah. But like that's what I do. It's not the best because like obviously optimal what you want is an aircon because that's just right. gonna
does
but,
the job.
Yeah, little tips like that. I like what do you have any tips for going to sleep in the hot? Harsh Australian heat.
Oh, you got to sleep naked. You got to let, you know, the...
Let the Johnnies go.
Let the J-Man come out to play. And let the real NJ come out and do its thing. And, you know, just free ball it. Free balling.
Yeah, but then if it's, like, hot and sticky, like, you'll have to peel your balls from your legs. You quite literally have to do that. I'm sorry. But there was no way of talking
we
around
are,
that.
We are after the... We're going to call this episode...
We've got four viewers on.
We're going to call this episode Ballsack, aren't we? Oh, no. We're going to go to a break. After the break, we've got DBS, social media, Ballsack. God. We'll be right back.
You're listening to JBT Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at JBT Real NJ. Welcome back to JBT Podcast. We kick off here with our social media section, and unfortunately, unless we get some questions through our Facebook Live, we've only got the one question for today.
Stelios, thank you again.
And Stelios hitting us up on Facebook. Someone please tell me where the Cavs have gone. Everyone but James has been poor. The last two nights, back-to-back games should be swiped from the record.
No, well, read what I commented.
All right, we commented back to him. Yeah. Back-to-backs are something that most teams struggle with. Portland currently has won themselves. This is a speed bump along the way. Still the team to beat in the East.
Back-to-back should be swiped. Well, yes, I agree to an extent, but I think you know that's a whole other discussion for the whole, you know, if you want to talk about the scheduling.
Yeah, it adds a dimension to the game that no other code has to deal with.
Yeah, but let's and just I think talk...
Anyway, we're not talking about the back-to-backs.
We'll talk about that with the Cavs. Maybe we'll talk about the Cavs. Back-to-backs, yeah.
We'll talk about the Cavs. Should we be worried about the Cavs at the moment? Their month of January has been less than ideal.
Give me some stats, Nicky boy.
It is only halfway through the season, but they are down 5% on their shooting. They're shooting 8 less points per game, so they're down from 110 in December to 102.
That's a dramatic drop. That's
and their assists have dropped as well. This is a team that like
so that's
really,
offensively their
like,
game.
Offensively,
is,
yeah. Offensively, they've struggled. 22 assists per game in December, down to 17 in January.
Yeah.
So should we be worried about them?
Yes and no. LeBron seems quite frustrated. I think that's the number one thing. So like those assist numbers, a lot of that's going to come from LeBron. Kyrie really doesn't assist as a player. But I don't think we should be worried. They should be worried to an extent because the Celtics and the Raptors are balling. And if, you know, something were to happen and this were to continue into the month of February, that's when it's something to worry about. But it's only a few games stretch. It's only been 2 weeks in January. And I mean, you look at their previous stats, they were averaging 110 points a game, which is up there with the best. They have one of the best offenses in the league.
They're fifth at the moment with their offensive rating.
Which is still
defensive
phenomenal.
Rating is sitting at 11th, which is still good. Net rating...
It's just average, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, their net rating... I mean, for a top team in the East, they should be better, but their net rating right now is at fifth.
Yeah,
they're... So their offense is overcoming that defensive lapse that they have.
Yeah. And, I mean, they've got LeBron James who can just do everything. And, yes, they need a rim protector. Yes, they might need a backup point guard. But, look, they've got Kyle Korver to add into the system that'll help them with their offensive woes.
Yep.
He had a bad debut game, but he balled out the other day, hitting 4 3-pointers off the bench. The Kyle Korver of old.
I think it's a matter of time as well. Like, you get J.R. Smith back as well.
Oh, man, they're going to just be lights out when he comes back.
So, I would say no, don't worry about them. They finished second last year. Sorry, not last year, the year before.
Yeah.
Where they still ended up in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Where they came second to the Hawks.
Yep.
They're not a regular season team.
No, yeah, they're a finals
team. They're a finals team. So it doesn't matter. They can finish seventh. Like, it'd be a bit of a worry that they finish seventh, but I would still have every faith that they would still challenge in the playoffs.
Because of LeBron James.
Because of LeBron James.
He's a super duper star.
And even Kyrie Irving. He showed his shit in the playoff games. He showed his stuff in Christmas Day.
Yep.
He can play in those clutch moments.
Yep.
When the pressure's on, he can turn
and
up.
Kevin loves balling now as well.
Exactly.
So, yeah, nothing to worry about, Stelios.
Cole Korver as well needs to establish himself in this organization.
And he will.
Stuff will happen.
Yep.
So don't worry about the Cavs at the moment.
Be fine.
You can have a few games in a row. Don't stress. Yep. It's a long season. Anyway, Cherky, we have had an extra question come in from Facebook Live. Currently, who is the most overrated player in the NBA?
All right, Nicky boy, I like this DC. DC, you're killing it. Most overrated player in the NBA right now. Who you got, Nick?
I'm trying to think who is supremely rated and maybe. Well, that's exactly what overrated is. Who is in the limelight but isn't...
Doesn't deserve it.
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe like a Karl Anthony Towns. Like, he is he's an extremely good player. He's an extremely good player. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
And it is only his second season. But the expectation put on him this season was ridiculously high.
Yeah.
And he is still, you know, putting some amazing moves. But in my eyes, it isn't Karl Anthony Towns that is the focus on this organization at the moment. It's Zach LaVine's improvement this season has been phenomenal. I think more should be talked about him.
Yeah.
So, like, off the top of my head, because this is a spur of the moment thing, I'm thinking Karl Anthony Towns. Yeah. I'm sure there are better choices out there that I just can't think of at the moment.
Yep. I want to go with Hassan Whiteside.
Okay, yeah, that's
and
not bad.
I'll go also with, just to ruffle your feathers, Bradley Beal. Hassan Whiteside and Bradley Beal. Let me speak before you kill me, Nick. Hassan Whiteside because, and I've said this before, his impact on the Heat isn't enough to lead them. He's not your super-duper star. He doesn't have the leadership skills. Bradley Beal isn't healthy enough to impact the Wizards enough. And John Wall is the leader of that team. Yet Bradley Beal, phenomenal shooter, but he needs players around him. Where I don't think he'd be able to carry a team on his own like other shooting guards like a CJ McCollum has done with Damian Lillard's injury. Klay Thompson could carry a team, I believe. You disagree. You think Klay Thompson is overrated, Nick? Make a call.
No,
mate.
He's not overrated, but you put him on a team that can't feed him. He needs to put other players around him. Klay Thompson definitely needs other players around him. Bradley Beal can play an iso ball. He can catch and shoot just as well as any... Well, not just as well as Klay. Obviously, Klay is the best catch and shoot in the game. He can catch and shoot extremely well.
Yep.
But Beal plays a lot of the time off the dribble.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he dribbles a lot.
That.
He gets to the bucket a lot. And
he's not worth his contract right now either. I'm going to put it out there. Like,
but who else do we give it to? Like, well, we want to establish that these two players are our best backcourt. So we want to pay them like that so they don't move.
John Wall could also be an overrated pick as well. I could put John Wall. I'll definitely put Zaza in there to all you millions of people who have voted for him. But John Wall and Kyrie Irving, like our boys from the Vertical, Chris Mannix and Bobby Womack, or whatever his name is, have said, they're two players who they think are overrated to an extent. Kevin Love, you could say, is overrated right now because he's not really doing... like. I don't think he is, but people would argue Kevin Love. People would argue Steph Curry right now.
I think a lot of that comes to the Warriors.
But he hasn't been the Steph Curry of the past two MVPs this year.
No, of course not. That was always going to happen though. With
not
the introduction of KD.
Not necessarily.
Steve Kerr has said he wasn't going to take as many shots.
No, but
his efficiency is down.
That's what I mean.
Yes. But I think it's just because he hasn't been given he hasn't been given the opportunity to flourish like he did in those first two seasons. He was it in that organization. Now, KD's there. KD's absolutely balling. He's taking that pressure off. I think Steph might actually like that.
Oh, yeah,
not having that pressure on him makes him ease up on his game, maybe, and that's why he's missing more. I don't know, but I think a lot of it comes down to hate to the Warriors. But good question there, Cherky. Thank you.
We have a great question from Chelsea Breen. What's the question, Nick? What's your missus sent in?
Send nudes.
All right.
So we can... I've got a few layers on, but I can spare a nipple.
You can...
You really don't want to see me with a shirt off.
I saw it the other day, and you're a handsome man, Nicholas.
Well,
watch out, Chelsea.
That is the first time anyone has ever said that to me, so thank you.
Send nukes, the Russians would say.
Send nukes. But to counter your Bradley Beal quip...
We'll end with this.
He's got 22 points this season, which is 5 up from his career best, so he is improving.
Because he's playing.
He's improving.
Because he's playing.
Yes, granted. And he's shooting 46% from the field, 40% from three. What more do you want from him, Matt? Average 30 points?
I think he could be a like, if you're going to compare backcourts, CJ McCollum, I feel like he's a very similar player to CJ McCollum. They're different in a lot of ways, but like, if we're talking about best backcourts, the Golden State Warriors are better, Toronto Raptors are better. Those are just two off the top of my head.
I'm not saying that he's the best.
I think
I'm
he's
saying
overrated.
That he is...
He's overrated by Lee Ellis from the starters, especially.
That is true. A lot of people absolutely love Bradley Beal.
Yeah. Real deal Beal.
And even me, I'm a Washington fan, so I love Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
I have to. There are games where he's frustrating, but I think you're going to have that with a lot of shooters.
Do you think that he has the potential to be a superstar?
Oh, extremely. Yes, a superstar.
End it on that, Nick, and we'll get on to the DBS.
The DBS.
I don't want you to keep talking about them.
I got to defend my boys, mate.
Yeah.
I got to defend my boys.
I would defend the Nets, but there's nothing to defend. We're horrific. Rolo's balling, though.
Anyway, our DBS this week is a international-inspired DBS.
Because Nick's European, for those that don't know.
I was born here. My parents were born here.
He's European and Dutch. He's a Dutch. He's a Dutch? That was very racist.
You're a horrible man.
I am pretty racist. I'm Australian.
Anyway,
what do you expect?
Our DBS is... we've got three of the best international players to ever grace the game. So we've got Dirk Nowitzki, Yao Ming, and Manu Ginobili.
Ginobili. Manu! Have you seen the Charles Barkley video?
No.
I'll show you after. It's just literally Charles Barkley yelling Manu Ginobili a lot because he's boring. He's like, Manu Ginobili! And I think for that reason alone, you could hit, Charles Barkley would probably start him. What are you doing there?
All right, so we're both in agreement here where we start Dirk.
He's the best international player ever. You can argue that with Tim Duncan, but he's from the bloody, you know...
Is he not American?
He's, you know, the... What's the island? Dominican Republic or something?
Oh.
Hakeem Olajuwon and stuff.
Right.
But, like, Dirk is the best European, pure international player.
I mean,
by a country mile.
Yes, of course. Like, his career in the NBA, he's sixth in points, so it's the highest of any international player ever. His true shooting percentage, like, it's 58%.
Wowza.
Over his career, which is insane. He's also getting it. He also gets it done, which I was surprised to see this. He's 30th, which I think was pretty high considering the entire NBA is in this, in defensive win shares.
Right.
So, and he is 7th in offensive win shares, which isn't surprising.
No.
But I was reading an article that was saying that he is quite a beast defensively, which is very surprising to me. I don't know whether more basketball in tune people were surprised by that, but it was by me, and that's why definitely starting. His long frame, his signature fadeaway J.
He changed the game like Steph and LeBron has. And Nick, we're probably going to end the podcast pretty soon because our computers are going to die. But
your computer's going to die.
My computer's going to die, which means the Facebook Live, the person who isn't watching, will be disappointed. But yeah, I'm signing Dirk as well. He changed the game. Like that 2011 season where he led his Mavs to glory.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. He single-handedly took down LeBron James.
Yep.
And not many people can boast of doing that.
No.
Won MVP that year. Won finals MVP that year.
Yeah.
Like, that is...
It's saying something.
Yeah, that's single greatest
Yeah, of the past 5 years, it's certainly right up there. But this is where we differ. Yao Ming, my favorite Asian person apart from Jason Pham, hashtag chopsticks. I love Yao Ming so much. I'm benching him, and I'm going to drop Manu. Oh, I hate doing that because I love Manu. Manu Ginobili! I love Manu a lot. The reason why I'm dropping Manu is because I just like, you know me, I love my big men. And to be 7'6", that's right, that's a whole foot and a half taller than me. And I'm pretty tall. It's just phenomenal. And his impact on the game in China and Asia, he's a Hall of Famer. Yes,
with
Manu,
a brilliant Hall of Fame speech.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
Well, tell us it.
I don't know what it was off the top of my head, mate. I just know it was full of character, full of charisma.
He's got swag.
And he was, like, making fun of AI during it. It was great.
Yeah, like the...
If you haven't seen it, I can't remember off the top of my head, but I did watch it.
It's an amazing Hall of Fame class. Yeah. Him, AI, and Shaq. Like, yeah, that's... You can't get better than that. But yeah, Yao Ming, you know, he averaged, I think you were telling me, about 20 points a game. And you were asking whether, is that, you know, elite superstar worthy? Yes, it is. To average that over your career, he was crawled by injury quite a bit. Surprisingly, not as much. Being that long and big, you'd expect to have like a lot of injuries consistently. But he was quite durable for his height. And I mean, there's no one who has brought the game to China. No Chinese player, other than, you know, Jeremy Lin off the top of my head, who has just revolutionized the game over there. They love Kobe over there, but in terms of China-born, Yao Ming is just something else. And I think I've watched the Yao Ming movie as well, and it was just a great biopic. Like, just get out. Yao Ming's just a beautiful man.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. That being said, I've dropped him. If you look at his awards, he won the Sporting News Rookie of the Year, but he also made... How many All-Star games is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 All-Star games.
It's not bad.
That's not bad in a, 9-year career?
So it's basically every year.
So, yeah, I mean, pretty much every year.
So tell us...
he had one year where he didn't make it because he was injured.
Then why are you dropping him?
Because, it's solely because I do think that Yao Ming is a better player than Manu Ginobili.
Wait, Manu Ginobili is a better player than Yao Ming, you mean? Because you've got Manu Ginobili on your bench.
No. Yao Ming is a better player than Manu Ginobili. Yao Ming started.
Yes.
Who do I want coming off my bench?
Well,
one of the best sixth men.
The best sixth men of all time.
The best sixth men of all... With Jamal. Sixth man
with
of all
Jamal
time.
Crawford, yeah.
So I want... is why I want Manu Ginobili coming off my bench. Solely for that how it'll work in a team.
And that Euro step. Oh, man. How good is... He made the Euro step.
He only won one Sixth Man of the Year award.
Surprising.
Which is very surprising.
Probably because Jamal Crawford has been
He was all rookie in 2003, and he's made the All-NBA third team twice. So it's not like he's a bad player. Great offensively, like some amazing clutch
shooting.
Shots. So, like what you want off the bench is a guy to be efficient and to score points. That's what I want.
He does that,
and he can get you buckets in the last few seconds of a shot clock as well. So, I mean, that's why I've kept Manu, but Yao is still an amazing player. And yeah, I mean that's the DBS. So I
recap it, mate. What do we got?
So we're both starting Dirk. You're benching Yao and dropping Manu, and I'm the opposite. I am benching Manu and dropping Yao.
Send us your thoughts, Twitter at the JMNJBT, real NJ. You know what to do.
But yeah. Anything else you want
to thank you cover? To the 3-4 people who watched us. Anyone who didn't, you know, you can go and come back and watch it. My computer's about to die. It's been 1 hour and 40 minutes. We've loved it. We'll probably do this again next week with a bit more preparation.
And during the day, I think we might get some more responses
viewers.
The day.
We'll try to do Periscope. And we'll do lots of things. We love doing...
We want that social media section to blow up with some questions. Thank you, Cherky, for the question.
Cheers, DC.
A very nice one.
Cheers, Chelsea. I'll send you some news later.
All right, sounds good. Just as ever, guys, thank you so much for downloading and listening this episode of Just Ball Things NBA Podcast. You can find us on iTunes or any decent pod center. And remember to rate and review the show because it'll help others find us and add to the conversation. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can hit us up on Twitter at JBT Podcast or using the hashtag JBT Pod. You can reach us on Facebook at facebook.com/JBTpodcast or on Instagram at JBTpod and through the email JBTpodcast@gmail.com. You can also reach us on Twitter at our personal handles at JBTRealNJ.
At the JManJBT.
And at the JManJBT. Remember, it's you guys that make this show great, so we appreciate any and every post heading our way. So until next week,
keep ballin', superstars!